West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. We're about 2 months away from the qualifying period for several county-level races in Carroll and Harrelson counties. And a newcomer to Carroll County politics is at least considering a run for office after filling out the Declaration of Intent to Accept Campaign Funding form. Tyler LaVon Black of Temple lists District 3 County Commissioner as the office to be sought. That seat is currently held by Tommy Lee. According to online records, the 37-year-old Black is an Army veteran and is employed by a commercial and industrial equipment supplier. In Harrelson County, Blake Hicks of Tallapoosa is a new name that has filed a DOI seeking the position of District 3 Commissioner. And Donald Blaine Cochran of Bremen has filed the DOI ahead of possibly qualifying for the magistrate judge race. The qualifying period begins in March. One area politician who was rumored to be considering a run at the District 3 U.S. House seat following the announcement by Drew Ferguson that he will not seek re-election this year tells WLBB Radio that he has decided to show support for other potential candidates instead.
Certainly, any elected official or anyone that's ever considered to run for office, it's something that just doesn't come along every day. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are and have been considering running for that position, and myself included, and certainly got calls from not just around my home county, but from throughout the congressional district encouraging me to. And
Matt Brassett of Noonan is the current District 28 state senator. He says he plans to qualify to run in the state Senate District 6 race this spring.
It will be under the new maps, which we recently passed just a few weeks ago. Not just new maps, but a new district number. District 28 is switching to District 6. The new lines for that are basically going to be all of Coweta County, all of Heard County. Now we will come out of Douglas County and come out of Fulton County and move over into Carroll County. And we will have about a fifth of the population of Carroll County and about half of the landmass.
The qualifying period for that District 3 congressional race is in March. A 39-year-old Carrollton woman facing multiple counts of aggravated assault remains in the Carroll County Jail on Wednesday. The alleged victims telling investigators in the early morning hours of New Year's Day, Bobby Leanne Gibson drove into the Villarica Walmart parking lot and attempted to ram their vehicle. The driver says he drove away, turning onto Highway 61, and Gibson followed in her vehicle, ramming the car multiple times. The cars turned into Ithaca Gin Road and stopped as they approached Hollow Road, where Gibson is alleged to have exited her vehicle, opened the other vehicle's passenger side door, where she pulled a female by her hair and busted her lip. Gibson allegedly returned to her own car and retrieved a knife, then slashed three of the victim's tires. Gibson is also alleged to have chased the male driver with a knife, attempting to stab him. Law enforcement arrived a short time later and took Gibson into custody. The initial report released on Tuesday did not document a potential relationship between the individuals involved, nor if alcohol or drugs may have contributed to the actions. Head Trojan football coach Joey King will be on the sidelines in the prestigious Under Armour All-America game kicking off Thursday at 4 o'clock on ESPN. That game, established in 2008, serves as a showcase for the nation's top rising senior high school football players, offering them a final chance to shine and earn bragging rights on national television. For Coach King, this marks another milestone in his distinguished career, as he previously coached in the 2018 U.S. Army Bowl in San Antonio, Texas, alongside then quarterback phenom Trevor Lawrence. King joining the game as an assistant coach for Team Ice as they take on Team Fire. Tanner Health System releasing the name of Carroll County's Baby New Year on Tuesday. DeVea Leanna Jones arriving at 6:41 a.m. on New Year's Day. DeVea came into the world at just more than 7 pounds, 19 and a quarter inches in length. The proud mama is Zycaria Jones. It is her third child, all daughters. DeVea's sisters are aged 7 and 5. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.